Zok de heilige Mishnah weiter mesechtes Kalim, Perik Lamed Mishnah Gimel, Kois Shenivgam Rubai. We have over here a kois that's made out of glass. The kids must have been playing with it, they turned it over, they were chopping or banging it on the table, for whatever reason. There's a chip on the top. It's not smooth around and around. Zok de Mishnah Tahar. It's called a broken Kali. Aye, what do you mean? You could fill up this Kali with liquid just because the top is chip, just because there are jagged edges on the top, doesn't mean it won't hold milk and it won't hold wine and it won't hold juice. And the answer is, explains about to me, but you can't drink from it because it's going to cut your tongue, cut your lip. And that's the reason that Tahar. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Nivgam by Shalosh. In the first case, most of the top of the rim got chipped. It may have been one chip, but it went all the way, well, almost all the way around. In this case, nivgam by shalosh birubai. Instead of one, like, nick, there are three small little, like, indentations, and it goes around most of its rims, like the Mishnah Tar. The mice of people won't drink from it. Yeah, but it's only three small chips. So if they were in one place, I'll turn the glass around, drink it from the other side. But because they go around most of the rim, that's how they're spread. In other words, if I were to take a string and go from the first chip to the third chip, that string would go around most of the circle of the top of the cup. So there's no place really to maneuver the cup where I could drink safely from. And that's the reason tar. Zok de Mishnah Vayter, Shimon and Shimon says like this, Im fazer hu es royiv hamay. When it comes to a cup, we look at it this way. If most of the water would spill out, tar. But if most of the water stays inside, it's still tummy. Reb Shimon does not agree with the Tanakhama that a chip is going to render the whole cup tar. No, no. It has to be that the cup won't hold most of its water. Reb Shimon, once again, im efazer wisroi v'mayim, if most of the water would come pouring out tar. But if most of the water stays in, the cup is still tummy. Vaitra says, the Mishnah Nikiv, there's a hole in the cup. Vaso, and he fixed it. He turned it back into a cup. How did he do so? By patching the hole. Bivats, either tin, bein bezefes, or with pitch, kind of a tar. Why? It's patched. And the answer is it's not going to last. Tin and pitch don't really stick to glass very well. So right now it's holding, but sooner or later it's going to fall off. Rabbi Yaisi says, bivats tummy. If it was patched with a piece of tin, it's tame, because then the keli becomes a metal keli. Well, bezef is tar, but if it was patched with the tar, then it's tar. What do you mean it becomes a metal keli? It's only a small piece of patch. And the answer is, explains about tanura, that there's a din hakol hoylech achar hamamet. This small patch is what makes the keli a keli. If not for it, the water comes pouring out. So memela, because the keli needs this metal patch, it's called a metal keli, even though it's only covering such a small area of the keli. But that won't work if he stuffed it with zephes. There's no din that a zephes keli is tummy. So chazing over our Mishnah, we have a kois that has like jagged edges. There's like basically one zetz, but it goes around most of the cup. So it's tahar. And even if it doesn't go in, out, but there's like a chip here, then it's smooth, a chip there, and it's smooth again. But the chips go around most of the area of the kais. Either way, even though the kais could still hold things, it's tar because you can't drink from it. Shimon says it works differently. If the kais can hold most of the water, it's tar. Most of the water spills out, then we say it's tame. If there's a hole in the kais and he patched it with tin or with pitch, with tar. Tanakama holds tahar because it won't hold. Tin and glass don't go together very well. Rabbi Yossi says, if he patched it with tin, it's tummy, because now it becomes a metal keli. And it needs this piece of metal to be able to be used. So it becomes a dover amayimid, which is metamid. But if he closes the hole with zephes, then the din is, it's tar. It may interest you to note that koishenivgam rubai, according to the Batanur, we explained that the chip goes around most of the top of the kais. The Rambam says it's not what it means. The Rambam says it means that there's a break on the top that goes all the way down, like a V-shaped break, so to speak, the top of the kais, and it goes down to most of the kais. That's what the Mishnah means, and the Mishnah says, kais shenivgam rubai, according to the Rambam.